but he'll lick you in the eyeball.
Uh-huh.
And, whether you want him to or not, and,
he does that little dog spear thing, where, like, little dogs that gotcha, are, like, bitch, really excited will, like, be like, oh, I'm just playing around. Boom! And they'll jump, and they'll lunge, spear you or lick you in the face and the eyes.
Gotcha, because, bitch!
Because they're like, this is your weak spot, and I will take advantage of it.
I think we're good.
Cool.
Yeah. That's good.
It seems good like it's, should we turn the levels up since the last time we recorded was the bar, right?
Oh, yeah. Did you turn it down?
Oh, yeah, in the bar I turned it down a lot, quite a lot.
Okay, go ahead and turn it up then.
Okay.
I'll start driving, so I won't get too late. Good morning, everybody.
Is it recording? Oh, shit. Yeah. I was, like, holding my hand over the mic.
It's fine. Let's start over. Maybe I'll cut it. No, I won't cut it. If it's too annoying, I'll cut it. Starting over. Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, I knew you were coming early, and I was like, I'll be ready early, and then I forgot to turn my notifications off on my watch.
Yeah.
So I look at my watch, and Kyle hasn't texted me. I look over, and he's like, 2 minutes ago. Oh.
And I should have texted you last night. Eyeball, give us money.
Eyeball.
But.
Give me that money.
Things happened till late last night.
No, that's fine. I know what that means.
So, before we got on, this is Sitsaka, in case you're wondering what you're listening to.
Kendrick.
It's okay, so before we go into shit, there I was driving your house this morning and there was like some kind of major like cop bust thing. There was about 12 cops in this vicinity of a block, like 2-block area, like in front of your house, like in front of Jay. Yeah. Like they were all over there by like the apartments and stuff.
Yep.
All of their lights are on, like flicking, flapping,
yep,
flashing. That's the one I'm looking for. And it was interesting because there was like police dogs and stuff. And
I wish you'd mentioned that before I forgot to lock the front door when I left. But, you know.
Well, Kate, if you don't get to hear this episode because you have been, taken out.
Getting up anyway. So, yeah. Anyway.
So, Kendrick's neighborhood is scaring me again.
We'll do that. See, I always figured the place the cops don't go is worse than the place the cops do go.
I could see the logic there.
Like, Compton.
I guess there's levels. There's, like, places the cops don't go because it's, like, rich hoity-toity and or already safe. Places the cops do go because they're called there. Places the cops go because they're doing a drug bust. Places the cops don't go because it's way too dangerous for a cop to go there.
Yeah, and I think we're in the second one.
Yeah, I think you're in the second one, too. Well, this looked like a third one, but most of the time you're in the second one.
Well, okay, so it's funny. And it's funny talking to people who aren't used to this kind of stuff, like from other countries or something, because they don't think about it the same way. But
what other stuff exactly do you mean? Like,
what I'm saying is someone got shot in our neighborhood a year or two ago.
Okay.
And, like, grazed their ear. We went to the hospital. Uh-huh. It was a husband and wife.
Okay.
They were arguing, and someone pulled a gun on someone.
See, that sounds rednecky to me. Like, and not, like, dangerous necessarily. Just like, oh, I can't believe you, Harold.
Right.
I can't believe you didn't pay this bill or something. And then you're just like, boom.
Which, yeah. But it also is upper class. I can't believe you, Harold.
Oh, yeah. And there you go.
That's silver
another, totally another version.
And so, really, that one transcends all classes. That's just people who get angry and then you have a gun. The problem is that in other countries, you'd have that, but it'd be a knife.
Yeah.
And you don't hear about it as much.
Because, like, well, why do you think that is? I think I have a weird idea of why that is.
I think it's just not knives aren't politicized.
What do you think, like, people take more or less damage? They don't, there's a, like, time to intercede between when a knife stabs you and when a bullet hits you, like...
Yeah, I mean, I suppose there is a greater chance of a knife only causing a minor injury than a more severe injury. But at the same time, that woman who got shot, or the dude who got shot, I forget who got shot, they went to the hospital and were released that day. They got shot, like, in the ear.
Okay.
And it was like...
Like, why did you make a big deal out of this?
Yeah, because you got shot.
Cotton balls.
And then someone just got killed in Gary's neighborhood.
Killed? I thought that guy just went to the hospital.
Killed? I thought he had died. No. Well, whatever. The way everyone's talking about it.
Well,
yeah, someone got shot.
To be fair, a gunshot, when you don't see it, hear a lot of them in your neighborhood all the time, is kind of off-putting. You're like, whoa.
Well, yeah, it should be.
Not expecting.
Right. Yeah.
But if you're like, you like live close to a gun range, it would be nearly impossible to tell like a gunshot that someone was shooting someone else with. Like,
what kind of gun range do you have?
I mean, well, I just mean like, if you were close enough to a gun range to be able to hear it, like,
I suppose
you, it wouldn't a lot of those are off-putting. They are further out. You're right. Like, but the gun range on your parents' property, like,
yeah, well, you
they can, would know when they were out there shooting.
Yeah, like, you can hear people in the other neighborhood.
Yeah,
shooting each other.
There you go. Shooting at each other.
I can only assume. So, I mean, it's tricky because, like, neither of us are in super slummy neighborhoods or neighborhoods that are known for high crime rates.
But we're both close to them because, like, believe it or not, I live really close to Section 8 housing. Like,
yeah, I do,
like,
too.
Yeah, and so there's a bunch of places there, like, around where it's, like, people who are either reformed or...
That apartment complex that you were talking about, I think, if it's the one I'm thinking you're thinking about, is Section 8.
That we're thinking that I'm thinking that you're thinking
Because you said, the one you said...
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Yeah, so that's the Section 8.
Okay, so that's interesting. We both live in near that stuff.
Well, they put them everywhere, you know?
Do they?
I think so.
My parents live next to one?
Probably.
Yours?
Probably.
It's just a house that says Section 8, and it's like, where was Section B? Like, yeah, I don't know, it's underground.
Section 8.
Oh. So, I like that I said Section A, but it sounded like Section 8 for the entirety of the conversation to this point.
And, like, your life up to this point.
No, I have problems with words, because you know how, like, when you're singing a song, lyrics, and you don't really know the lyrics yet, but you can, like, kind of make the words, and you can make it sound like you know the words?
Yeah, the time
my whole life.
Foreign languages.
That's my whole life. He's just kind of mimicking other people talking and hoping for the best.
That's most people.
That's why.
You just admitted that that's how most people interact.
Well, like, I think it's, like, a big problem, because, well, it's not a big problem. It's word, insert word here that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
It's the other word.
Yeah.
Of, like, my inability to, like, spell correctly or care about speech at all or care about, like, writing at all. Because I'm like, I could just yell sounds at you and it'd still be more effective than typing. And so, like.
Interesting. So you got this very loose approach to
language.
Language.
Yeah, I don't know. I do. I do. I really do. Like,
it still amazes me. It's.
And I can do things like
I'm
learning three languages right now in Duolingo, like, and not having really a lot of problems with it besides when it comes to like things like the higher language level grammar stuff where you're like, how do you change
conjugate
a word, conjugate a word that is in the past tense when you're talking about the possessive version of that thing?
Yeah,
and it's
fucking
like
Latin. Fuck you, Latin.
Yeah, like there's a lot of things in like actually Amy hit that the other day where she's deep enough in Duolingo in Spanish that she had to actually go back and kind of like check on like basic like advanced language topics, like what's the direct objective and the indirect, like indirect and direct stuff of the sentence, and da 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 da. And like, I couldn't even tell you like what that stuff meant, but unless I watched that, and that's my approach to language.
Well,
it makes sounds until someone understands what I'm saying. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, it works, right?
Well, it's worked okay for me.
You have a degree, or 7 degrees, or whatever number you invent.
Yeah, that meaningful number. So let's talk about super gluing your contacts into your eyes.
Okay,
which is a better version of the title.
So when I woke up this morning, I was like, all right, I'll have time to do that. So I go over and I say, I'll get pants. Really what I mean is I gotta put contacts.
Let's start from like more of like a, because nobody listening to the podcast, I'm assuming because other people will listen to this someday, knows your trials and tribulations with contacts. So maybe we should back up a little bit.
2 weeks ago I got contacts for the first time in my life. Because I have spent almost 30 years keeping stuff out of my eyes, and I don't know why I would pay for the opportunity to jam things into my eyes.
That's probably like the best description of contacts I've ever heard.
That's been the main reason I haven't done it, is I was confident that I would never be able to learn how to forcibly jam stuff into my eyeballs, since I really don't like it. I get kind of squeamish about it.
Yeah, no, rightfully so. I mean, when I first started with contacts, I had the hard ones, not the soft ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And those were different, and then I tried soft ones, and I couldn't do it. The hard ones maintain their shape really well.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about, like...
Well, so...
Like, anyway.
I got the first pair. It took me a really long time to put them in. And
these are daily contacts?
These are monthly. You take them out daily.
Okay.
So they're silicone.
Got it.
So they're soft, but you use them for about a month, and then you throw them away. I kind of was thinking about getting the dailies because... I'm likely to lose one of these days, I'm sure of it. But they haven't fallen out or anything yet, so it just seems like they're gonna. So when I first did it, it took me like 30 minutes to put one in, or to put both in, because it was just, I just could not coordinate my gorgeous, amazing eyelashes, which have been doing really good job up until now, their entire life.
That was the biggest problem I have, is that, like, you go like this, and your eyelashes don't actually move the way you want them to. They just kind of sit down,
and
you're like,
and so
eyelashes.
My eyelashes have been stalwart companions for my whole life.
They've like, literally, like, evolved to keep stuff out of
your eyes.
They
have been
so
my
so.
bestest buddies at keeping shit out of my eyes.
I couldn't tell if you were, like, going the direction of, like, just talking about how much you hate your eyelashes.
No, I love them. They're great. Okay. And I admit that they are actually a fairly fetching feature. People have actually mentioned them. Because I have extremely long, full eyelashes for a dude.
I've never...
You've never... Cared. You don't notice that. And most people, I mean, dudes
now
don't notice that.
I wonder if I have eyelashes or not.
I think yours are longer than some, but I've had people tell me, like, I fucking hate you. And I'm like, why? Your eyelashes. It's like... Okay. So, I've learned this. I don't like to talk about it because it's a weird thing to focus on. But any women ask them, they'll be like, yeah, fuck it with the eyelashes. But here's the thing. They've been stalwart companions and are now Judases across the board because I can't get the... For the longest time, I could not get the damn things in there. And your eyelashes retain a good amount of junk in them because they take it out. But they're not very good at cleaning themselves. So when you get your contact... On the eyelash, now your eyelash is covered with shit from your contacts. You have to wash it again. And so I burned through most of the solution already, and it's only been 2 weeks, even though it was a small bottle, but still. And so this whole back and forth, I finally got it down to about 5 minutes for both eyes. So I had the routine. Get in the shower. Get out of the shower. Look at the clock so I could time it. Come back. Do the adventure of jabbing myself in the eyeball repeatedly with a thin layer of silicone. Lather, rinse, repeat, right? And then do the other eye, because it's not enough. It's a lot better than I started, because when I first started, I was doing so much, my eye would get irritated. Now, it's fine. I'm good. Except, I gashed my finger open. Look, even now it's fucking coming off anyway, son of a bitch. On Tuesday, loading something, I just, like, was loading a bag in my car, and then my finger was wet, and I'm like, what did I put in? Oh, blood. Just covered
blood. Oh, this
blood.
Is blood everywhere.
Just covered in blood.
This
is blood everywhere. This is awesome.
I wonder what other stuff I touched with blood on my hand.
Right? And that was like, well, triage blood first, then clean second. As a general rule, wounds
always,
first, clean second.
Like, when I worked at Coors, like, if you ever found out there was blood on you and you didn't notice it right away, you're like, God damn it, where the fuck was this at? Because then you have to go back and, like, tell people that you may have been bleeding around a canning line and, like,
it gets
really rough.
And I guess...
all I'm saying is that don't mind blood in your beer because it's really
good. You know,
hard
a bloody
stop.
Beer is a thing, right? Isn't that a beer? Anyway, so what I've been doing, because I don't like putting band-aids on my fingertips, my throat's still killing me, I put liquid bandage on, which is great, lasts about a day because
it's
peels
basically
off.
Just super glue.
It basically is super glue, except it smells weirder. It smells like the fake
banana.
That
is harmful to your, like, skin and all the other things it touches.
I think it's actually antibacterial, but anyway, so it forms a nice skin. It dries pretty quick. I like it a lot because you can still use your phone. It's conductive enough and it's thin enough. You can type easier because I found if I type, when I'm typing with a Band-Aid on my finger, the Band-Aid's edges catch on the keys and shit. It's
sure,
just, like, annoying.
Band-Aids in general on your fingertips are just not good. I think most people are going to agree with you.
So I use liquid band-aid for that, and it's great. But what was happening was, by the end of the day, it would have fallen off, or in the morning, and then when I take a shower, it's completely off, because, you know, water can make it fall off a little faster. And then, so my finger would just have a bit of a scratch, and you see it's not lined up quite where I put my contact lens, so it's okay. Put the contact lenses in, and then I put the liquid bandage on, then I go to work. Well, that worked well for 3 days. 2 days, whatever. But then last night, as I was going to bed, I was like, I'm going to try and keep that on there because I want it to stay on. I got tired of it peeling off midway. So I put a couple extra layers on before I went to bed. So I wake up in the morning, it's like, oh, it's on there real good. I can't get it off. So when I put my sunglasses, my contacts in, I'm trying to put them in with this here, and I notice that as it's getting closer, it's still off-gassing just a teensy bit. So it's getting in my eye and near my eye,
like,
and it's making twitch.
Ow, ow.
And it's like, oh, God. And then, I also found out that that little corner, that little lip there that's got the edge of liquid Band-Aid is is nature's perfect gripper for silicone. So I could not get the fucking contacts to stay on my eyeballs, which were now watering from the off-gassing of whatever the hell it is on my finger.
So I guess the lesson, today's lesson, since talk, is
don't use super glue or liquid Band-Aid when you're trying to use your contacts.
Well, I think today's real lesson is, because the other thing I was running into is that I washed my hands thoroughly, and then I washed my face thoroughly, but then my fingers would get dry, so I was like wiping them on stuff, they were getting wet, and I started drying them off, but the stuff I was drying them off on wasn't clean, so I had to wash them again. So the lesson there is, you should probably be clean if you're trying to put contacts in, or you're going to put dog fur in your eyeballs, and that is worse. I was talking to Kate as I was leaving, I was like, I don't know what would possibly be worse than having a piece of Lando, the cat's fur, under my contact lens when I put it in. Like, that's instant infection there, right?
Yeah,
like,
so I've never...
And you lost mine. The eye's gone.
And there's no, we don't have robot eyes yet, so,
good
wait to lose your eye until, like, you know, maybe another 100 years. But, I never owned a cat when I was an adult, like, when I could have remembered. I've never owned a pet cat, right? But Amy has a cat. And fucking Jesus Christ, cat hair is everywhere.
Yeah,
all the time.
It's omnipresent.
Like, it's even, I think it's even worse than dog hair. Like,
it depends.
Because dog hair, well, at least my parents' dog's hair, like, you can tell where it's at. And if you sit down, you, like, know you're sitting down in dog hair. Because I guess the dog hair is just blonde or whatever. But I don't know. It clumps up weirdly. Like, dog hair, like, clumps. And
cat
hair is
long,
like,
long hair cat.
Cat is.
I've only seen a couple glimpses of
him. I mean, when I think long hair, short hair, I think, like, Shaggy Dog versus not Shaggy Dog, and he's not Shaggy. Like, the cat is not Shaggy, but I don't really know.
Compared to Lando, longer or shorter?
I think they're about the same.
So, the different things there are, longer cat hair, and longer dog hair, too, tends to form those long, like, hairball type things, because, like, all the stuff gets, winds together.
Okay.
Shorter stuff, it tends to just be everywhere, because it never clumps at all, so it's just omnipresent.
So I think all of the things that I've ever interacted with are long hair. Because, I mean, Lando's got to be long hair too then, right?
No, he's a fairly shorter.
Okay, maybe Cat has long hair then, because you can see, like, the strands.
Strands, yeah.
And short hair's got to be pretty short. Like, I'm making things with
couple,
my fingers.
Couple,
can you see them?
A couple inches. I actually don't know the technical terms. Basically, it boils down to, is the hair long enough to be bendy on the cat, or is it mostly...
No. Oh, yeah, so it's short then, because... not long enough to be bendy.
Like where it, well, sort of like Molly, the dog.
Molly dog.
She's got longer hair.
Mm-hmm. Is Sora clean. Long hair?
Sora is not as much. But like, Chewy, right? He's got the shorter hair. And it's straighter. It doesn't have that long sleuthing kind of thing. Sora just has like 7,000% more fur than anything should have.
Oh man! If anybody listening to the podcast hasn't met, or
I'm gonna
met Sora,
I have to put some pictures up here of the named animals here, because Sora is a living cloud of fluff.
It's one of my favorite. If Sora wasn't so disgusting, I would totally take Sora from like.
If I could just look at Sora, that's fine.
Like I'm just like, Sora does really weird stuff. Like, Sora is such a cute dog. Like, wants to hang out with you. He's so excited to be there. But like, also eats his own poop. And, you know, may or may not be, like, peeing on himself all the time. And so...
And whatever you love.
Yeah, and so, you're kind of like, this dog's really cute, but I really like...
And he wakes you up
really
in the middle of the night with the noise, like...
Yeah, I really like...
Is he dying? Nope, he just makes that noise. Oh.
Not having to drastically change my life to take care of a pet. Like, I don't know. That sounds wrong, but, like...
No, he is a little bundle of shit. He's adorable.
Mm-hmm.
He's got little buggy eyes. He's a little fluffy cloud.
Yeah!
He loves, like... climbing on top of you and then just laying across your lap,
yep.
Bottoming out on you, like, yeah, this is the best. I'm laying on you.
Because he can do that, because he's just such a ball of fur, like, his legs are almost shorter than his fur, and, like, so you're like...
He just kind
of
stops. He says, no, he's on you. And, but he'll lick you in the eyeball.
Uh-huh.
And, whether you want him to or not, and,
He does that little dog spear thing, where, like, little dogs that are, like, really excited will, like, be like, oh, I'm just playing around. Boom! And they'll jump, and they'll spear you or lick you in the face and the eyes.
Gotcha, bitch!
Because they're like, this is your weak spot, and I will take advantage of it. But which, I love you.
Yeah, which is rad and all, but he's also annoyingly aggressive, but only with certain other much bigger dogs. And he has all those weird, annoying mannerisms of slurping stuff.
Yeah, he's kind
possessive
of like
with stuff,
a,
like
a weird old man.
Yeah, he is. He really is. But he's got enough of a shit history where you feel bad for him, because mm-hmm. he was rescued from a tornado, like, disaster zone.
Wow.
So, like, he had crazy separation anxiety, like, totally legitimate, but also still really annoying.
Interesting.
So, like, whenever Han goes up to visit, and when my parents are watching our dogs, or Kate's dog, anyway, I don't want to, you know, claim ownership over them for liability reasons, but whenever they go up there, Han will start a fight, or sorry, Sora will start the fight with Han. Well, Han's got a solid 50 pounds, I think, 40 pounds on Sora, because Han is not a small dog. Han is a big dog.
Han is like that dog you legitimately think you could, like, do, like, a WWF match with if you had a ring, like...
He's in the realm of, you can wrestle with him, and you'll probably win. But there's a small chance he'll get the upper hand on you.
He's got, like, a... He's a really lean dog. He's not like a St. Bernard where, like, Bernard would just, like,
lay on
you.
He's super skinny. If he were to eat enough and actually gain some weight on him, he'd be sort of scary. But I find it really funny when people drive motorcycles and don't have leather on, so their jackets inflate because the wind blows up the sleeves and it makes them really fat. Like,
That guy was also just really fat. To be fair.
Also possible. But anyway, So Sora, who is literally big enough to fit under Han, like between his legs, they could just efficiency stack under each other, right? Well, he likes to do that. He'll walk under Han and then reach up and bite him in the neck. So all of a sudden, there's just this little fucking dwarf that comes out from under you and starts biting you. Get the fuck out of him! And Han gets freaked because there's a fucking dog that keeps jumping up underneath him and biting at his neck.
It's like a shark who has one of those, like, living, like, eat cleaner eels on him.
Only and he's biting really, you in the neck. Yeah. And gets all growly and suddenly aggressive, so Han doesn't understand if that's playtime or not. So he puts his mouth on Sora's head and gets his mouth, like, completely around Sora's head. And Sora uses that darting technique to go into Han's mouth.
Further.
So his main goal appears to be to jam his face
to be
in someone else's mouth and then spin his head around aggressively. I've seen it done. He cut a wart off of his own eye on Han's tooth.
Cool.
Yeah. So we were thinking maybe he was just doing his own surgery. Now.
But, like,
it's not really a fight. It's like the most one
interact.
Yeah. Well, like, he got his face kind of cut up pretty bad. Got a lot of blood everywhere.
Yeah. If you like, you know, put your head in an alligator's mouth and, like, flip your head around, you're probably gonna get fucked up.
I'm not even certain that Han was doing anything. So I'm just confused as to why there was a dog head in his mouth. Like, what the fuck is this?
He's like, I did this to make it so you would stop, and now you're flailing.
I'm not even sure if he's putting his mouth on him or if Sora's just doing a little dart thing into his mouth. And he's like, what are you doing? Get the fuck out of my mouth. Or if it's Han, he's like, well, it's in my mouth. I guess I'm biting it now. Here we go.
Well. If you guys have any crazy dog stories, you know, put them in the comments and we'll love to hear your, you know, weird dog interaction stories. Because dogs are weird.
Dogs are weird.
They do some stuff and you're like, I didn't really think that any living thing would or could do that, and you're doing it, and now I want to hug you because you're cute, or I will never want to touch you again because you're disgusting.
Yep. And as a technique, just as a heads up, jamming your face into someone else's mouth and then spinning your head around, not super good.
Yeah, most humans could never do that technique unless a baby fought a cute man.
Yeah, and even then, that's a pretty small baby can fit their head in your mouth.
Or a pretty large jawed man.
It's a large jawed man. I would like to mention one other thing on that note, just before we go here, is if anyone ever watched That 70s Show, the general joke in the family right now is that Sora is behaving exactly the same way as Kelso from that, because he's always picking fights with the other character Hyde and losing immediately. And he's always like, my eye! And so we're watching, like, oh my god, Sora is Kelso. Because, like, he'll do stupid shit, like the most annoying shit. Change the channel while Hyde's watching it. He's like, change it back. He's like, no. So then Hyde just decks him in the face and just lays him out. Or, like, was it, he licked his food or some stupid childish shit like that, right? So then he's, like, picking fights with this known violent dude and then gets his shit wrecked every fucking time. It's like, why are you doing this? It's like fucking Sora.
So, you know, little dog complex? Is that what they call it?
So my dog is portrayed by Ashton Kutcher.
And one of them is portrayed by that other guy that nobody can remember the actor's name for.
Yeah, because he didn't really do much of it.
Man, it's really rainy today.
Yeah, it's pissing down rain. Rain-mageddon.
It makes me feel like I should be eating, like,
hot wings?
Yeah, right.
All right, well,
I'm sorry. I just needed to take a break. Like, oh,
we're
yesterday,
only 25 minutes.
Like,
not even that bad. We're actually
like
having a pretty good time.
Yesterday, you ever, like... So, this week has been really crazy, because the only other people on our team that are here is one other individual, and now today I'm the only person here from that team, supporting that whole team, right? So, like, that's why we're, like, recording earlier, and I fucked up Kendrick's schedules, because I need to get in.
My eye!
Yeah. Ah, my eye. Ah, Hans, the Lurgoff. But you ever, like, hit the... Huh?
What was that?
That's a quote from a Magic card. It's, like, flavor text on a Magic card. So, I guess I'll talk about that for a second. So, there's a whole set of Magic that I absolutely love and have cards from called Unglued and Unhinged. Have I ever talked to you about this before? So, you've played Magic, and if you haven't before, Magic cards are defined with a very prominent black border, or they used to be. Like, black border cards is, like, kind of what you see. If you see a Magic card, we'll throw one in there so you can see what I'm talking about. The Unglued and Unhinged sets have silver borders, because they're never allowed to be played with in tournaments or anything like that. It was totally a joke set, because all the cards are like, count the number of people wearing shoes at the table. This monster gets +1/+1. Or like for that. Or like, if you successfully cheat this card out, you know, you don't have to pay for its mana cost to play it or something, but if someone calls you out, destroy this card. Stuff like that, where it cares a lot about artists and set numbers. There's one card where you can like play it and open up a new pack outside the game and play cards from the pack. It's this total jank set, right?
That's nice.
And there's a card in Magic that's, like, one of the most powerful cards in the, like, in the modern format, which is, like, a format that is all the stuff, like, after 2000. And it's called the Tormagoyf, right? And it's like, this really powerful card, but the version, there's, like, a version of it that's in Unglued, and it says, Achans the Lurgoff. And it's, like, this guy is chasing these other, it's, like, kind of looks like him. It's this weird thing, and I'm not doing the story
like
any justice, but, yeah. And Achans the Lurgoff is just, like, one of these, like, iconic flavor text things, and it just means, like, oh, shit! Like, that's all...
Oh, no! That did not work. It did not work, Kendrick.
It means...
Fucking
means, like,
asshole.
Oh, but, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I'll try to... Maybe I'll, like, know your meme it so you can actually get it. It's just some weird Magic card.
I will try to spell that. Future Kendrick, Godspeed. Kyle does not understand letters. We established that earlier.
No, this is actually a very complicated, like,
yeah.
I don't think it's actually a human word.
Human word?
Human word?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's saying Godspeed as far as figuring it out.
Godspeed.
What was your other thing you were saying about your team's diminishing?
Yeah,
I
it's
noticed
just
there's
like
no one
when
over
you're at the
corner.
End of that week, it's just, you're done. Like, you can't, you're checked out. You know, like, how it goes. It's just like, you can't. You're sitting here working all week, and then, like, to me, last night I was just, like, so frustrated, and there's, like, you know, people sending me emails at, like, 6 p.m. and, like, 7 p.m., and I'm trying to deal with stuff, and I, like, had a bunch of typos in an email I sent, and I was just like, oh, my God, I just want it to be done, and so, like, I had to take, that's why, like, I stopped talking there for a second, because I'm like, okay, I gotta mentally prepare myself for this day where I have 7 to 4 meetings all day long, and it's just, like...
We have a new person on our team, not new to the company, but we got someone from the other team moving in, and then we've had a bunch of meetings today that have, we had all day meetings, basically, for the first part of the week, and then...
And Kendrick doesn't do well with
I don't do well with meetings. We had our employee review thing, assessment review, whatever they call it, SS review, which I still think of as sort of vaguely German, where you're like, ass is what? Ass is what? Ass is meant. Don't ment my ass. Anyway.
God, that was random.
Yeah. That's the downside to having any awareness of any of the languages, is the weird shit you notice in other languages. But, one of the Japanese words for a prostitute is pantsuke.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw a Penske truck once, I was like, any person might say that, like, pantsuke, because they don't have pantsuke. So that person might get a bit confused, huh? And it's just one of those idle thoughts, and you're like,
interesting.
Like, no one's
gonna
understand
right,
the fuck that means.
Yeah, no, you're right, because you start to notice stuff. You're like, oh, why they call that Abugada, like, makes sense now.
Yeah.
Like, Abugada means something, and, like, Bugatti means something. You're like, well, the similarity between Italian and like...
And then you're like, who can I tell?
Yeah.
No,
who do I tell this to?
For the future record, me. Always me. You can text me anytime, day or night, and I'll be like, rad.
Language
but,
stuff.
But anyway,
New guy on team.
So new assessments, and then assessments, and then these meetings. And so I have got like nothing done all week, except having to smooth people's egos and continually redefine the same fucking task over and over again.
That sounds productive.
It's like that, except the opposite of that.
It's like the, for lack of a better, you know, comparative thing. It's more like the Holocaust of conductive.
It's more like conductive.
Conductive.
Because that's the opposite of productive, right?
Sure.
Conductive.
A deductive.
Productive. No, pro, con. Get it?
I got it.
I know.
Just didn't like it at all.
Really rude. So I'm walking in now, and I don't know what I'm going to do today.
I do. So, thanks for listening this week. Don't forget, I don't know if this is probably going to be after Comic-Con, but I hope you had fun at Comic-Con.
I hope you did, and I hope you got some stickers from us and some French fries.
French fries. Oh, man. That's right.
I need to make a French fry shooter.
All right, bye, everybody.
Best of it on you.